Tere! Tere! How are you up there? Hästi? How are you down here?
Kuidas teil siin all läheb?
Very good. Happy Sabbath, everybody!
Ilusat hingamispäeva!
I always enjoy if whenever given the chance to preach in this church.
Ma väga naudin, kui mul antakse võimalus siin kirikus jutlustada.
It doesn't happen very often, but I'm very happy to preach here.
Seda ei juhtu küll väga tihti, aga ma suure rõõmuga jutlustan siin.
It's okay.
Pole midagi.
It's good to see you, you know, once in a while because you kind of miss me and I miss you.
On tore teid iga natukese aja järel näha, sest mina igatsen teid ja teie igatsete mind.
If I see you every day, maybe you won't miss me anymore.
Kui te mind iga päev näeksite, siis võibolla te igatsekski mind enam.
I would like to make a special thanks to all of you.
Ma tahaksin teid eriliselt kõiki tänada.
Last Saturday, our international church had a Christmas party.
Eelmisel laupäeval oli meie rahvusvahelisel grupil jõulupidu.
And in the Saturday morning we were gathering preparing for worship downstairs.
Ja laupäeva hommikul kui me valmistusime teenistuseks siin all keldrikodusel.
There were a lot of people who were bringing socks and gloves and pickles and fruits and different kinds of things.
Siis paljud inimesed tulid ja tõid meile happu kurke ja sokke ja kindaid ja igasuguseid erinevaid asju.
There were like a lot of them.
Ja neid oli tõesti palju.
In fact, they won't almost fit in my car. It was difficult to put them all together.
Ja tegelikult neid oli isegi raske minu autosse mahutada.
And so we had a wonderful Christmas time and enjoying. We had in fact a raffle, you know, for the gifts. So we kind of put numbers on, you know, the pickles and we put the numbers and we kind of, you know, and depict their numbers because there are too many of them.
Ja meil oli väga tore jõulupidu ja me tegime siukse väikse loosi nende kingituste kätte saamiseks ja see oli väga tore.
And I think in gratitude I would like to request our Tallinn International Church to stand to show that we are very grateful.
Ja me nüüd tänu täheks rahvusvahelise grupiga tõuseme püsti, et näidata, kui tänulikud me teile oleme.
So thank you. In behalf of Tallinn International Church, we would like to thank you all for your gifts. We really appreciate it.
Ja rahvusvahelise grupi nimel me tõesti tahame teid kõiki tänada nende ilusate kingituste eest.
Thank you.
Aitäh teile.
It is a very nice gesture.
See oli väga kena žest teie poolt.
All of us felt that we are welcomed.
Ja me kõik tundsime, et me oleme teretulnud.
We felt that we belong.
Me tundsime, et me kuulume siia.
To this church as a family.
Siia kirikusse ühe perekonnana.
So from our deepest hearts, for all of us here, from Africa, from Japan, from Bulgaria, from Estonia, whatever, we are very happy.
Nii et kõik erinevad kohad, kus me pärit oleme, Jaapan, Afrika, ka Eesti, me oleme tõesti nii rõõmsad, aitäh teile.
I don't know if this is the right time, but you know, as missionaries, we kind of move a lot.
Missionäridena me kolime väga tihti.
Our time here in Estonia is very, very, very short.
Ja meie aeg siin Eestis on piiratud väga lühike.
So, I don't know, maybe this is going to be my last sermon with you.
Et ma ei tea, kas see on minu viimane jutlus teiega.
But if it's going to be it,
aga kui see nii on,
I would like to leave this sermon to stay in your minds, you know, if we'll be going, I don't know when.
Siis ma tahaks, et see jutlus jääks teiega, kui me minema läheme.
But, you know, if this is my last time to preach, I would like to thank everybody for the opportunity to get to know all of you.
Ja kui see tõesti on minu viimane kord, siis ma tahan tänada teid kõiki, et mul oli võimalus teiega kohtuda.
Okay, let's get into it.
Aga alustame siis.
My previous sermon, I don't know if you still remembered it.
Minu eelmine jutlus, kui te ehk mäletate.
I was talking about the parables.
Siis ma rääkisin tähendamissõnadest.
The parables of the lost coin.
Kadunud mündi tähendamissõnast.
The parables of the lost sheep.
Kadunud lamba tähendamissõnast.
And the parable of the lost son.
Ja kadunud poja tähendamissõnast.
Did you remember that?
Kas te mäletate seda veel?
I'm glad you did. If you don't, I will be offended.
Kui mitte, siis mul on kahju.
The lost coin does not know that he's lost, and he doesn't know how to come back either.
Kadunud pünt ei tea, et on kadunud, ja ta ei tea, kuidas tagasi tulla.
The lost sheep knows that he's lost, but he doesn't know how to come back.
Kadunud lammas küll teab, et on kadunud, aga ta ei tea, kuidas tagasi tulla.
The lost son knows that he's lost, and he knows how to come back, but he doesn't want to.
Aga kadunud poeg teab, et on kadunud, ja ta teab ka, kuidas tagasi tulla, aga ta ei soovi seda.
That sermon is not finished yet.
Aga see jutlus ei lõppe siin.
There is a second part, and today is the second part of it.
Ja täna ma räägin teile selle jutluse teise poole.
Because finding the lost sheep is not the end of the story.
Sellepärast, et kadunud lamba leidmine ei ole selle loo lõpp.
Looking for the lost brothers and sisters of ours is not the end of our job.
Kui me otsime oma kadunud õdesid ja vendi, see ei ole meie töö lõpp.
The moment we find the lost sheep,
ja see hetk, kui me leiame selle kadunud lamba,
the job starts right there.
Siis tegelikult see töö alles hakkab pihta.
Because sometimes we are very good in looking, let's say, looking for the lost sheep and finding new sheep.
Sest vahel võib-olla me oleme väga osavad selles, et me otsime kadunud lambaid ja me leiame neid uusi lambaid.
But when the new sheep is in the church,
aga kui need uued lambad on koguduses,
when the new found sheep is in the fold,
kui see uuesti leitud lammas on nüüd karja sees,
we don't know how to keep the sheep from going back out.
Siis me ei tea, kuidas hoida seda lammast, et ta ei läheks tagasi välja kogudusest.
Into the wilderness.
Tagasi sinna metsikusse.
Now a lot of our earthly shepherds.
Ja paljud meie maised karjased
are very passionate and eager to to bring new sheep to the fold.
Nad on väga kirglikud, et tuua uusi lambaid kogudusse.
And increase the number.
Et suurendada neid numbreid.
Sometimes the focus is only bringing new sheep.
Aga vahel tundub, et see tegevus piirdubki ainult nende uute lammaste kogudusse toomisega.
But sometimes we forget how to keep the sheep inside the fold.
Ja vahel me unustame ära, kuidas neid lambaid hoida karja sees.
We baptized people today.
Me ristime inimesi.
We baptized 3 people next Saturday.
Võib-olla järgmine hingamispäev 3 inimest ristime.
And the next year we lost 6 people.
Aga järgmine aasta kaotame 6 inimest.
Because we don't keep the sheep.
Sest me ei hoia neid.
I have 5 F's for you today.
Tänases jutluses mul on teile 5 F tähte.
If you have a Bible, please open it with me in Ezekiel.
Palun avage oma Biiblit Hesekieli raamatus.
Chapter 34.
Ja peatükk 34.
11 to 12.
11 ja 12.
I will wait for everybody to open it up and we can read it together.
Palun, kellel on Biiblit, siis avage need ja loeme koos.
Let's go to first 11, everybody.
Kõigepealt salm 11.
Verse 11, it says, "For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out."
Sest nõnda ütleb Issand Jumal, vaata, mina ise otsin oma lambaid ja hoolitsen nende eest.
Verse 12.
Salm 12.
As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on the day of clouds and thick darkness.
Otse kui karjane tunneb muret oma karja pärast, siis kui ta on oma laiali pilutatud lammaste keskel, nõnda tunnen mina muret oma lammaste pärast ja päästan need kõigist paigust, kuhu nad on pillutatud pilvisel ja pimedal päeval.
Now listen to, before I read verse 14.
Nii ja kuulake nüüd.
The job doesn't end in finding the sheep.
Lammaste leidmisega ei ole töö veel lõppenud.
Now listen to verse 14.
Kuuleme salm 14.
After God found the sheep,
kui Jumal leidis lambad,
he said, "I will feed them with good pasture."
Siis ta ütleb, heal karjamaal karjatan ma neid.
And on the mountain heights of Israel I shall be their grazing land.
Ja Iisraeli kõrgetel mägedel on nende söödama.
There they shall lie down in good grazing land and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel.
Seal lebavad nad heal söödamal ja käivad karjas rammusel karjamaal Iisraeli mägedel.
Verse 15 it says, I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord.
Ja salm 15, mina ise hoian oma lambaid ja mina viin nad hingama, ütleb Issand Jumal.
And verse 16, listen to this one.
Ja salm 16.
I will seek the lost, I will bring them back, the strayed ones, and I will strengthen the weak.
Ma otsin kadunut ja toon tagasi eksinu, ma seon haavatut ja kinnitan nõtra.
As a shepherd,
nagu karjane,
it's a responsibility to find the sheep.
Nii on meie vastutus leida need lambad.
It's a responsibility to rescue the sheep.
See on meie vastutusel nad päästa.
To protect the sheep.
Et neid kaitsta.
To care for the sheep.
Nendest hoolt kanda.
To feed the sheep.
Neid toita.
To strengthen the sheep.
Neid tugevdada.
To love the sheep.
Lambaid armastada.
Sheep. The sheep should feel that they long to be with their shepherd.
Ja lambad peaksid tundma, et nad igatsevad olla oma karjasega.
A shepherd should attract the sheep towards him.
Ja karjane peaks meelitama ligi neid lambaid, neid ligi tõmbama.
The first F is find, and we talk about it already.
Nii, esimene F tähtsega on leidma, inglise keeles siis find.
As a shepherd, you need to have the passion to find the lost sheep.
Karjastena meil peaks olema kirg otsida ja leida lambaid.
Now there are two kinds of lost sheep.
On kahte sorti kadunud lambaid.
The new sheep who's never been in the fold before.
Uued lambad, kes ei ole kunagi karja sees olnud.
We call it the new converts.
Me ütleme neile nende kohta uued pöördunud.
The second type of lost sheep is what we call the previous sheep who used to be in the fold that went out.
Ja teine tüüp on need, kes olid kunagi karja hulgas, aga läksid ära.
And sometimes we are very concerned and passionate about bringing new sheep.
Ja vahel me oleme väga hõivatud sellega, et tuua uusi lambaid.
But we ignore somehow the previous sheep who used to be in our church.
Aga me eirame neid lambaid, kes kunagi olid meie koguduses.
I don't know, we don't somehow sort of, I don't know, it just... Maybe we thought that the church is open and the doors are open, they can just come in, they know where we are.
Võib-olla me mõtleme, et uksed on ju avatud, et nad teavad, kus kirik on, nad võivad tulla.
The second F is what we call in English foster.
Ja teine F inglise keeles foster tähendab hoolitsema.
The dictionary said the meaning of foster is to encourage.
Ja sõnaraamat ütleb, et see sõna tähendus on julgustama,
to nurture,
toitma,
to care,
hoolitsema.
And this is very important.
Ja see on väga oluline.
In the sheep fold.
Just selle lamba karja keskel.
Sometimes it's easier.
Vahel on lihtsam.
To rescue the sheep and bring them in the church.
Päästa need lambad ja tuua need kirikusse.
But a lot of our shepherds.
Aga paljud meie karjastest
doesn't know how to care for the sheep.
Nad ei tea, kuidas nende lammastest hoolitseda, kes juba on karja juures.
We kind of miss the part of nurturing, you know, and strengthening and taking care and loving the sheep.
Meil jääb vahele see osa, kus me peaksime neid toitma ja hoidma ja aitama neil kasvada.
That's very important.
See on väga, väga oluline.
As a sheep,
lambana,
I need to feel love and be part of this loving church family.
Ma pean tundma ennast armastatuna, et ma olen ühe armastava koguduse pereliige.
If I feel that my shepherd doesn't care for me, I will go out.
Ja kui ma tunnen, et minu karjane minust ei hooli, siis ma lähen ära.
As a shepherd, it's my responsibility to make you feel loved.
Ja karjasena on minu vastutus teha niimoodi, et sa tunned ennast armastatuna.
As a shepherd, it's my responsibility that you, my brother, my sister, that you will feel taken care of.
Ja karjasena minu vastutus, et sina mu õde või vend tunneksid ennast hoituna.
Because I care for you.
Sest ma hoolin teist.
I'm sorry.
Vabandust.
I love my sheep.
Mina armastan oma lambaid.
So much.
Väga palju.
John 21:16.
Johannese 21:16.
John 21 chapter 16.
Johannese 21 salm 16.
Again Jesus said.
Tema ütles talle veel teist korda.
Simon son of John.
Simon Johannese poeg.
Do you love me?
Kas sa armastad mind?
He answered.
Ta vastas talle.
Yes Lord, you know that I love you, Jesus said.
Jah, issand, sina tead, et sa oled mul armas.
And Jesus said, take care of my sheep.
Jeesus ütles talle, hoia mu lambaid.
Now I want to read from Ellen White writings.
Ja ma loen nüüd Ellen White'i kirjutistest.
That I may know him, you know the writings, that I may know him, February 16. That I may know him book, you know, he wrote writings.
Et, ja see raamat, et ma võiksin teda tunda.
She said,
ta ütleb,
a true shepherd,
tõeline karjane,
knows and pities and cares and help the sheep.
Teab ja aitab ja tunneb kaasa oma lammastele.
Especially the sheep that need the most help.
Eriti aitab ta neid lambaid, kes vajavad kõige enam abi.
Listen to this part. Ellen White said,
ja kuulake nüüd seda osa, mida Ellen White ütleb.
Especially the ones who are bruised and wounded and lame.
Eriti need, kes on haavatud.
As a shepherd,
karjasena,
it's your responsibility to hold your sheep and let them stand and walk together.
On see sinu vastutus, et need lambad võiksid koos püsida ja koos edasi minna.
A good shepherd,
ja hea karjane,
cares for his sheep.
Hoolib oma lammastest.
Now there was a cheetah.
Oli kord üks keppard.
He was rescued.
Ja ta päästeti.
Because in some places they are being killed and tortured, you know, because they need to get their skin, their
sest
fur.
Sest mõnedes kohtades on salakütid, kes neid kütivad nende naha pärast.
And so this cheetah was placed into a conservation sort of fenced area.
Ja siis keppard pandi sellisesse looduskaitse alasse.
And so there were other herds there of cheetahs or in the conservation area.
Ja sellel alal olid ka teised keppardite karjad.
And so the cheetah was placed there.
Ja see keppard pandi sinna.
The new found rescued cheetah.
See uus leitud päästetud keppard.
So he was placed there for, you know, to be safe.
Ja ta pandi sinna alasse, et ta oleks turvaline.
But the problem was,
aga probleem oli selles,
the cheetah's herd,
et need keppardite karjad,
didn't accept her.
Nad ei võtnud teda omaks.
Because she was from the outside.
Sest ta oli väljast poolt.
So when she was in the enclosure,
nii et kui ta oli selle ala sees,
the cheetah would eat by herself, play with her by herself.
Siis ta sõi üksinda ja mängis üksinda.
And every time she joins with the rest of the herd,
ja iga kord, kui ta proovis selle ülejäänud karjaga liituda,
it seems that she's not welcome there.
Siis tundus, et ta ei ole seal tere tulnud.
And one day,
ja ühel päeval,
well, they take care, the guy who takes care of the enclosure,
siis see inimene, kes hoolitses selle reservaadi eest,
during the feeding time,
söötmise ajal,
he was trying to count how many cheetahs.
Ta üritas üle lugeda, mitu keppardit seal on.
And there's one missing.
Ja üks oli puudu.
And the one missing is the newly found cheetah and rescued is missing.
Ja see, kes kadunud oli just see uus keppard, kes alles toodi.
And as they look around, they saw a tiny hole. The cheetah managed to escape back into the wilderness.
Ja kui ta vaatas, siis ta nägi aias väikest auku, nii et sellel keppardil õnnestus põgeneda tagasi metsikusse loodusesse.
And the people there made a conclusion.
Ja need inimesed tegid järelduse.
But the reason why the cheetah went back to the wilderness,
et see põhjus, miks see keppard ära läks,
because he didn't feel part and belong, the belongingness, he didn't feel it inside the enclosure.
Sest seal reservaadist ei tunnud, et ta on omaks võetud, et ta on osa millegist.
Now, brothers and sisters in Christ,
õed ja vennad Kristuses,
once in a while, every year probably, we have new found sheep in our fold.
Tõenäoliselt igal aastal on meil uusi liikmeid meie karjas.
We have a role to play.
Ja meil igal ühel on siin oma roll.
Don't allow them to sit by themselves.
Ärge laske neil üksinda omaette istuda.
They're not used to this fold. They're not used to our environment. They need to, you need to sit with them and make them feel part of the church family.
Istuge nendega koos, et nad tunneksid, et nad on teretulnud siia koguduse peresse.
Or else, if we don't do that,
või kui ta seda ei tee,
they will feel a stranger in our church.
Siis ta tunneb end võõrkehana.
And after 2 years, they still feel stranger because no one talks to them.
Ja pärast kahte aastat ta ikka veel tunneb ennast võõrana, sest keegi ei räägi temaga.
The next part is, the third part is feed.
Ja järgmine F-täht on feed, mis tähendab toitma.
As a shepherd, we need to feed the sheep.
Karjastena me peame toitma lambaid.
But the question is, what are we feeding?
Aga küsimus on selles, et mida me neile toidame.
John 21:17.
Johannese 21:17.
Are you there? John 21:17.
Johannese 21:17.
The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me?
Tema ütles talle kolmandat korda, Simon, Johannese poeg, kas ma olen sulle armas?
Now Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time.
Peetrus jäi kurvaks, et Jeesus küsis temalt kolmandat korda.
Do you love me?
Kas ma olen sulle armas?
He said, Lord, you know that I love you.
Ja ta ütles, Issand, sina tead kõik, sina tead, et sa oled mulle armas.
And Jesus said, Peter,
Jeesus ütles talle,
feed my sheep.
Sööda mu lambaid.
There was another story. I've seen this in a, like an American TV shows or something.
Ja on veel üks lugu, mida ma nägin telekast.
There was an animal shelter.
Oli üks loomade varjupaik.
Animal shelter is there, you know, they adopt and rescue, you know, roaming and dogs and cats without owners.
See on see koht, kuhu viiakse need hulkuvad koerad ja kassid.
And so the government was so impressed with the family.
Ja valitsusele oli väga muljetavaldanud see üks varjupaik.
So the government, this small town, supported the family, you know, giving them money every month so that they have money to feed the animals every day.
Nii et see kohalik linnakene hakkas toetama seda varjupaika, et neil oleks raha, et neid loomi toita.
But after a few months,
aga mõne kuu pärast,
one dog escaped from the enclosure, the shelter.
Üks koer pääses lahti sellest varjupaigast.
As the neighbor looked at the dog,
ja kui need naabrid hakkasid seda koera vaatama,
they found something weird.
Siis nad vaatasid, et midagi on nagu valesti.
The dog was very skinny and very malnourished.
See koer oli alatoidetud, ta oli täiesti näljas.
And the neighbors were asking, like, they were receiving funds from the government. Why? They're supposed to be feeding this dog.
Ja naabrid mõtlesid, et nad saavad ju raha, et nende loomadest hoolitseda, et mis toimub.
And so they called the police.
Ja nad kutsusid politsei.
And the police came to investigate.
Ja politsei tuli ja uuris.
The police found the enclosure was horrible.
Ja nad leidsid, et see varjupaik oli täiesti kohutav.
You know, waste, human, animal waste were everywhere.
Loomade välja heited igal pool.
And the food that these animals were eating are rubbish. They're not nutritious, very cheap.
Ja see toit, mis neile antis, oli väga odav ja vähese toitaine väärtusega toit.
All the animals in the shelter were malnourished.
Ja kõik need loomad seal olid alatoidetud.
Were they eating?
Kas nad sõid?
Yes, they were eating.
Nad sõid küll.
But what, the question is, what were they eating?
Aga küsimus oli selles, et mida nad sõid.
The owner.
Ja see omanik.
The carer.
See hoolitseja.
Are not feeding them nutritious food that will strengthen their bodies.
Ei olnud annud neile toitainerikast toitu, et neid tugevaks teha.
How many churches around us?
Kui palju kirikuid on meie ümber?
Malnourished.
Mis on nii-öelda alatoidetud.
It seems that there's no life, there's no energy, it seems that there's no inspiration.
Tundub, et seal ei ole elu ja seal ei ole inspiratsiooni ja energiat.
Because their shepherds,
sest nende karjased,
are not feeding them the right nutrients.
Ei anna neile õiget toitu.
To strengthen,
et neid tugevdada.
The spiritual health.
Nende vaimset tervist.
What are we feeding our sheep?
Mida me oma lammastele söögiks anname?
Ezekiel 34:16.
Hesekieli 34:16.
Ezekiel chapter 34 verse 16.
Hesekieli peatükk 34, salm 16.
I will seek the lost.
Ma otsin kadunut.
And I will bring them back the strayed.
Ja toon tagasi eksinu.
Now listen to this. And I will strengthen the weak.
Ja ma kinnitan nõtra.
The next F is fend. F-E-N-D.
Ja järgmine F on fend.
Dictionary.
Nagu kaitsma, et,
Webster Dictionary said the meaning of fend is to look after, to protect, to defend.
Ja sõnaraamatu järgi see tähendab jälle nagu kellegist hoolitsema, kedagi kaitsma.
Now as a shepherd,
karjasena,
our main responsibility,
meie põhi kohustus,
is to protect the shepherd from to protect the sheep from being lost.
On kaitsta lambaid sellest, et nad kaduma läheks.
Not the other way around. The shepherd is the cause for the sheep to be lost. It's not that way.
Mitte see, et karjane on põhjus, miks lambad kaduma lähevad.
The shepherd's role is to keep the sheep from being lost.
Ja karjase roll on neid hoida, neid kaitsta, et nad kaduma ei läheks.
Like the good shepherd David.
Nagu hea karjane David.
With his sling, he protected his sheep from the wild animals around him.
Ja oma sauaga ta kaitses oma lambaid nende metsloomade eest ümberringi.
John 10:11.
Johannese 10:11.
I will paraphrase it.
Ja ma sõnastan selle ümber.
John chapter 10 verse 11, it says, I am the good shepherd.
Ja see ütleb, mina olen hea karjane.
The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep.
Ja hea karjane annab oma elu oma lammaste eest.
That's what a good shepherd does.
Seda teeb hea karjane.
Whatever happens.
Mis iganes juhtub.
He will try to keep his sheep intact.
Siis ta proovib hoida oma lambaid kaitstuna.
He will try to keep his sheep from not going away and getting lost out in the field.
Ta proovib hoida oma lambaid, et nad ei läheks uuesti välja ega läheks kaotsi.
But the funny thing is,
aga naljakas asi on selles.
Instead of the shepherd trying to, you know, take care of the sheep and keeping the sheep intact.
Selle asemel, et karjane hoiaks lambaid ja prooviks neid karjas hoida.
Sometimes the shepherd's role, you know, the shepherd's role is to keep the sheep from getting hurt, to keep away, you know, the sheep from getting hurt.
Sest karjase roll on hoida lambaid, et nad ei saaks haiget.
But sometimes the problem is the shepherd is the one who cause the hurt to his own sheep. Are you following me?
Aga vahel juhtub ka niimoodi, et karjane on ise süüdi selles, et lambad saavad haiget, et tema teebki neile haiget.
Do you get the point?
Kas te saate aru?
As a shepherd,
karjasena,
your role is not to hurt your sheep.
Sinu ülesanne ei ole mitte haiget teha lammastele.
As a shepherd, your role is to take care and to protect your sheep.
Karjasena sinu ülesanne on hoida ja kaitsta oma lambaid.
If you hurt the sheep and the sheep leaves out of the fold.
Kui sa teed haiget oma lammastele ja see lammas lahkub karjast.
Because of you hurting the sheep.
Sinu pärast, et sina tegid talle haiget.
You're not a shepherd.
Siis sa ei ole karjane.
The next F is.
Ja järgmine F täht.
There is a word here in English, it's a bit interesting, foregather, F-O-R-G-A-T-H, foregather.
See on inglise keeles foregather.
The root word is gather.
Ja see tuleb sõnast gather, ehk koguma.
Means to assemble.
Ja see tähendab kokku koguma.
To unite.
Ühendama.
To gather.
Koguma.
As a shepherd.
Ja karjasena.
It is your role and sole responsibility.
On sinu kohustus.
To gather the sheep.
Koguda lambad kokku.
Not to scatter the sheep.
Mitte neid laiali hajutada.
But sometimes there are shepherds.
Aga vahel on karjaseid.
Every time they go to a different place.
Iga kord, kui nad erinevatesse kohtadesse lähevad.
The shepherd scatters.
Siis see kari läheb laiali.
Instead of being united together.
Selle asemel, et olla kokku liidetud.
As a shepherd, you have to be like the glue
ja karjas,
that sticks the church together.
karjasena sa pead olema just kui see liim, mis hoiab lambaid koos.
I'm not saying that we have to agree with each other.
Ma ei ütle, et me peame kõiges ühel nõul olema.
But if I'm a shepherd,
aga kui mina olen karjane,
I need to make sure no matter what the difference we make,
siis ma pean hoolitsema sellest, et üks kõik, mis erimeelsused meil on.
We may differ from opinions and cultures.
Võib-olla meil on erinevad kultuuritaustad ja erinevad arvamused.
But as a shepherd, I will make sure that as a church family, as a fold of sheep, we will stay together, united in Christ. Amen.
Aga karjasena mina pean hoolitsema selle eest, et me püsime ühtsena Kristuses.
Now listen to this in Jeremiah chapter 50 verse 6.
Ja kuulake nüüd seda Jeremia 50.
It's a very good verse.
What was the verse?
Jeremiah chapter 50.
Mm-hmm. And verse?
Verse 6.
Jeremia 50 ja 6 salm.
It says here, my people have been lost sheep.
Minu rahvas oli nagu kadunud lambad.
You know why?
Kas teate miks?
Read the next phrase.
Loeme edasi.
Their shepherds have led them astray.
Nende karjased eksitasid neid.
Turning them away on the mountains.
Juhtisid kõrvale mägedes.
From mountain to hill they have gone. They have forgotten their fold.
Nad rändasid mäelt mäele. Nad unustasid oma tarad.
My brothers and sisters in Christ.
Õed ja vennad Kristuses.
As a shepherd.
Karjasena.
You are the carer.
Oled sina see, kes peaks
As a shepherd, you are the lover.
Oled sina see, kes armastab.
As a shepherd, you are the finder.
Karjasena oled sina see, kes leiab.
As a shepherd, you are the feeder, you are the protector.
Sina oled see, kes toidab, kes kaitseb.
As a shepherd, you are the keeper of the sheep.
Ja karjasena sina oled lammaste hoidja.
If you are a shepherd,
kui sa oled karjane,
You are not the one who hates the sheep.
Siis sa ei ole see, kes vihkab neid.
You are not the one who offends the sheep.
Mitte see, kes neile haiget teeb.
You are not the one who hurts the sheep.
Mitte see, kes neid haavab.
You are not the one who destroys and scatters the sheep.
Mitte see, kes neid hävitab ja laiali hajutab.
As a shepherd,
karjasena,
you are the one who takes care and bring the sheep and love the sheep.
Oled sina see, kes toob nad kokku ja armastab neid.
Listen to what the Bible said. Stay with Jeremiah. Let's go to 23.
Jeremia 23.
Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 1.
Esimene salm, Jeremia 23, esimene salm.
What happens if you scatter the sheep?
Mis juhtub, kui sa lambad laiali hajutad?
It says here in verse 1.
Ja siin on kirjas.
Woe unto you, to those shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, declares the Lord.
Häda karjaseile, kes hukkavad ja pillutavad mu karjama lambad, ütleb Issand.
Let us follow the great example of the great shepherd, Jesus Christ.
Ja meil on hea näide heast karjasest Jeesuses.
He finds his sheep.
Tema otsib oma lambaid.
And the moment he found his lost sheep,
ja kui ta leiab oma kadunud lamba,
he picked up the sheep.
Ta võtab ta ülesse.
And put him on his shoulder.
Ja paneb oma õlgadele.
And he brings him back home to his fold.
Ja toob ta tagasi oma tara juurde.
Last verse to read for today.
Viimane salm, mida me täna loeme.
John chapter 10 verse 11.
Johannese 10:11.
Are you there? John 10:11.
Johannese 10. peatükk, salm 11.
I am the good shepherd.
Mina olen hea karjane.
And a good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep.
Hea karjane annab oma elu lammaste eest.
So these are the 5 F's.
Nii et need on need 5 F-tähte.
Of a good shepherd.
Mis iseloomustavad head karjast.
You want to find?
Sa tahad leida.
Foster,
hoolitseda,
feed,
toita,
forgather,
ühte liita.
And what's the other one?
Ja mis see viimane oli?
The most important thing.
Kõige tähtsam.
Feed the sheep.
Toita.
You cannot say that well I only have like three of those five. You know, I can find. I like to find sheep.
Sa võid öelda, et mulle meeldib lambaid leida.
I like to gather the sheep.
Mulle meeldib neid koguda.
But the problem is I don't know how to feed the sheep. I don't know how to care the sheep. It's not my thing. You know, it's not my talent.
Aga sa võid öelda, et aga ma ei oska neid toita. Ma ei tea, see ei ole minu talent.
Or you might say, oh, I just like to find the sheep.
Või äkki sa ütled, et mulle lihtsalt meeldib neid leida.
But I don't know how to gather the sheep.
Aga ma ei tea, kuidas neid kokku koguda.
It doesn't work like that.
See ei tööta niimoodi.
If you're a good shepherd,
kui sa oled hea karjane,
you have the urge to find the lost sheep.
Siis sul on tung leida kadunud lambaid.
And if you found the sheep,
ja kui sa ta leiad,
you need to take care.
Siis sa pead hoolitsema.
Feed.
Toitma.
Protect.
Kaitsma.
And make sure that they stay together.
Ja kindlustama, et nad on ühte liidetud.
In Christ.
Jeesuses.
Are you following me?
Kas te jälgite mind?
I want to read a nice phrase here that will stick probably in your minds.
Ja ma loen teile nüüd ühe fraasi, mis äkki jääb teile meelde.
Yes. We need to look for the lost sheep.
Ja, me peame küll otsima kadunud lambaid.
But don't forget.
Aga ära unusta.
To keep the remaining sheep.
Et sa ülejäänud lambaid.
From getting lost.
Hoiad, et nad ära ei kaoks.
Did you get it?
Kas te saite aru?
I repeat.
Ma kordan.
Yes, look for that one lost sheep.
Ja, mine otsima seda ühte kadunud lammast.
But don't forget to keep the remaining sheep in the fold from getting lost.
Aga ära unusta hoolitsemast ülejäänud 99-st seal karjas, et nad kaduma ei läheks.
When Jesus went and find the one lost sheep.
Kui Jeesus läks ja leidis ühe kadunud lamba.
The Bible said he left the 99.
Siis Piibel ütleb, et ta jättis need 99.
But when God said he left the 99, it doesn't mean that he abandoned the 99.
Aga see, kui ta jättis need sinna, ei tähenda, et ta jättis need päriselt maha, et ta hülgas need.
Now, brothers and sisters in Christ,
ühed ja vennad Kristuses,
all of us are sheep.
Me kõik oleme lambad.
All of us are shepherds in our own right.
Ja me kõik oleme ka omal moel karjased.
I am a shepherd to my family.
Mina olen oma perekarjane.
You are a shepherd to your own family, to your friends, whatever
ja
it is.
Ja sina oled oma perekarjane, oma sõprade karjane.
Be a good shepherd.
Ole hea karjane.
You're very quiet.
Te olete väga vaiksed.
I don't know if you're angry or you're happy.
Ma ei tea, kas te olete rõõmsed või kurjad.
But I hope that you'll get something out of this short, straightforward reminder of mine today.
Aga ma loodan, et te saite sellest lühikesest jutusest igaüks täna midagi.
Be the great shepherd, Jesus Christ.
Olge head karjased Jeesuses.
Who lays down his life for his sheep.
Nagu Jeesus, kes jättis oma elu lämmastest.
Happy Sabbath.
Ilusat hingamispäeva.
I hope that you're blessed and enjoyed the sermon today.
Loodan, et olete õnnistatud ja et te saite sellest jutlusest midagi.
I'll see you next time. See you when I see you.
Ja kohtume, kui me kohtume.
Thank you.
Aitäh.